The International Whaling Commission voted 48-10 to uphold the catch limits for the Alaska subsistence whaling communities, which were set to expire this year. Alaska Eskimo Whaling Commission members were worried political debate over commercial and research whaling would interfere with their catch limit. APRN's Wendy Jonathan reports.
Relief overtook the Alaska Eskimo Whaling Commission in Panama this morning after the IWC upheld their catch limits. All 15 representatives are still in Central America and were only available by cell phone. George Nawook, the chairman of the AEWC, expressed his gratitude.
All our communities are behind us, and there's a lot of support coming from each of the 11 whaling communities, and lots of prayers and hope. So we're very happy.
The IWC passed the ruling this morning with more than the necessary three-quarters vote. Nawook says this is because of their extensive scientific research and data, as well as community support from all 11 whaling communities involved. Alaska's catch limit was packaged with two other subsistence whaling countries, Russia and St. Vincent, an island in the Eastern Caribbean. Nawook says that the 10 who voted against the subsistence whaling catch limit didn't think St. Vincent provided enough data. He says the IWC did not express any concern with the Alaska subsistence whaling. But in the midst of international debate on whaling, the AEWC was concerned that the IWC wouldn't get to their catch limits. In case they didn't, Earl Comstock, counsel to the AEWC, helped draft a piece of legislation that would require the U.S. to set its own catch limit when the IWC doesn't. That legislation hasn't passed, and while it seems unnecessary now, Comstock thinks it's a good backup plan and wants to continue to work on passing the legislation.
Certainly the fact that the IWC has acted, I think, takes away some of the pressure for it, but it still is just as a matter of policy, and, you know, this body has a historically short memory, so I'm sure in 6 years we'll be redebating many of these same issues. It would be a good idea to pass it, just to have it.
The subsistence whaling catch limit is set at 75 for the 11 communities represented by the AEWC. It won't be debated again for 6 more years, which is the longest period they have been given a blocked quota. The representatives from the AEWC will be traveling back from Panama later this week. In Anchorage, I'm Wendy Jonathan.